then that authority became change soldiers. They became very attentive to the missionaries. And that was okay. And right on through the 30s, the churches in every one of our villages were very strong. And I'm sure most of these older people were advised to me along that way. And as long as the churches were strong, our family ties, and everything that had to do with the family life, the education at home, and the family ties, the parents' guidance, and all those things were very strict. The parents were very strict. And everything was okay. And all through those times, last year the meeting, I've had Eskimo pastors, native pastors that can preach the gospel in their own tongue. And that was great, because all our people were Inupiaq. They were preaching to the Inupiaq. Because that was their first tongue, it was easier for them to preach the gospel in native tongue. But you know, as we got educated, as we get further and further, higher and higher in our education, we go further and further away from our own language, from our parents' language, from the Inupiaq language. Till pretty soon we completely broke our ties from our elders. What he may know in his native tongue that he would like to have passed on to us, we have no time with that old man. Besides, we can't understand him anyway every time we try to talk. Because he now talks in a different tongue. And I now talk in a different tongue. So there is a barrier between he and me. He would like to have teach me how to set a trap where his forefathers and all those that were before him had taught him the hunting ground, the trap line, and where his fathers and forefathers taught him to fish. He would like to have taught me all those things. But I got no time for him. So that's where we are. We have this barrier that is set. Every time one says something, I don't have the time of the day for him. Besides, I don't understand him anyway. He's got a different tongue. He speaks in different tongues. And every time I want to talk to him, he can't understand me. Because I speak in a different tongue. And he can't quite hear the things that I would like to talk to him about. And that's how it becomes in most of our villages. And as good as the ministry is, as good as the churches were for a long period of time, the pastors, being native, preferred to preach their gospel in a native tongue. Pretty soon all those young people that speak nothing but English now would come to church in number. But as soon as the preacher began to speak in a native tongue, they can't understand anyway, so what's the use of going to church? So today, our numbers, as far as the young people are concerned, are very few. There are very few that attend the church. It's not because the gospel is not being preached. It's not because going to church has become bad. It's because there, again, is the barrier. The person that comes to church cannot understand what is being said. As good as it is, when you can't understand something, no matter how good it might have done you, how can you apply it into your life? So today we have those two barriers. We have broken away from our cultural ties. We don't know the language anymore. So all that knowledge that our older folks carry in their heads, how to set a trap, how to find their way, no matter where you drop them off, in that very area. He might take off in the morning, and suddenly, while he's way out there someplace, it might suddenly become stormy. And yet, because of all the knowledge that he had acquired over the years, he would know how to head back or which direction Chungnak is. Simply by landmarks, or maybe simply because how the drifts are, He knows which direction he went in the morning, according to the drifts and according to the landmarks. These things he knew because he learned them from his father. What about you and I? Well, you and I are so smart sometimes we take off as fast as we can on a swimming ship. We don't look up there into the sky to see what's the weather going to be during the daytime. But all we want to do is just go as far as we can. It's all we got in our mind to catch a fox or to catch a caribou. We say we're hunters. We grab a rifle and put it on the back. Go out there and climb with our big 450cc or 340cc or whatever. Big horsepower. The bigger, strongest one, the better. We go out there, wander around, hope for a few, and we might see a caribou. But as soon as we see a caribou, we don't try to see which direction it's going. If you just see a caribou, you just grab our throttle and off we go. So we just run down that caribou. We don't know what he's talking about. For a bull, it's a caribou, right? And that's what we're going after. And that's exactly how we hunt him. In his day, he walk out there and stop the caribou. If it's rutting season, he's not going to get it. When you look at that herd of caribou, he wants to cut the fat one. You know, you can recognize the fat one by 2 months, but a fat one is there. But you and I, you just look at a caribou, we don't know which one is fat. We don't know which one is full or foul. You can go out there and blast away. We don't know how many we want really, but we want to put some caribou. Pretty soon we get to those caribou, we start getting them into this one. He's too mad, they went back. Well, this one is a bull, I don't want to catch a bull. He's too quiet either. So he can pick them out the ones that we want. Pick them out that way too. Sometimes we get so smart that we kind of forget what the old folks have been telling us all along. And that's where we've gotten today. We have broken our barriers along the way. Our missionaries, when they first came, their message was good, and it's still good today. Only we've got this barrier, the older folks' language and their any background, and ours, now educated, and have gotten from the Malawi or English way. And that's good. Their survival system is not obsolete. It's just that we don't study it anymore. They knew how to tell the weather. They knew some landmarks around their part of the country. They knew generally where the fishes caught this time of the year were, and where to set their nets, where to go out and set their trap lines. They knew these things because they grew up being taught these things. As you know, I've gone through school and gotten back. All I could ever think of when I first came home was to get some kind of job. That's how I got educated. To see the job. No matter what kind of job, as long as it's paying, that's good. I don't know how to craft. That could have been one way of giving me income. All the other stuff were okay, but I didn't know them. I haven't been educated along that line. So today we're in that very state, somewhere along the line. If we had continued in our education, if we had gone to college and gotten a degree, these figures that were presented to us could have meant something. As the assets were given out in so many millions, we could have been able to understand that. As the liabilities on the figures were put down, we took a look at those, put those two together, they were all sum up together, so our business must be doing okay. And we presented the retained earnings. Just simply by looking at the retained earnings, we could have been able to tell right out that our business is either doing good or not so good. And then we as directors, if we can understand this, would direct our staff to do something about it. What's wrong? What did we go wrong? What's wrong with our business? Why can't we give out shares to our shareholders? You know, the more people that get involved in our corporation, you as an EPAC, you as a Chung Nag Ni, simply because Chennai is part of Manana, has to become very concerned. Somebody from your very people, our Inupiaq people, has to get committed into doing his part, his or her part. You're a shareholder, so you should be very concerned as to who is running NANA today and who will be running NANA tomorrow. Are we making any preparations for that line? Are we making sure that our children that are not in school, given certain goals in their education? Are we encouraging our children that are presently in school to continue along these lines? As long as we've got certain goals, then we can go for those kind of goals and see and get ourselves committed to doing something. But as long as we don't have any goal, and as long as we keep receiving those $250 checks every year, or as long as the state is bailing us out and the schools continue to run, what's my concern, huh? Everything's okay because my home is okay. My mom's still there. I still get a hot meal every day. My mom still gives me money, or my dad still gives me money every time I go home. Well, how long do you think your mom or your dad is going to be present with us? So we better get very concerned. How many jobs do you think there are right here in Chennai? How many of those jobs are being held by Army back here at Chennai? How many of those jobs can be taken by people here at Chennai? Again, these are the things that we're very concerned about. That's the reason why we're traveling today to come to see and to understand where we stand as Inupiaq. We are Inupiaq right now. Or are not we? Or are we just Inupiaq on paper and don't know anything about our Chennai history? Are we just Inupiaq just in color? And Mullah and me all the way through right now, as far as our education is concerned. So we have to begin someplace. Maybe you're a lot further than I am. Maybe you know your language. Maybe you know your family tree. But as far as jobs are concerned, we have to become very, very concerned. Because NANA, as far as NANA is concerned, you're NANA. You are NANA. You are the shareholders. You should be very concerned. And this past 10 years, we've gone this far as business is concerned. As our president has reported, that business is good. Certainly business is good. But what about the next 10 years? What about by 1991, as we're given the stocks to our part of the land, as we're given the right to do what we please? And just remember back now, we all get greedy sometimes. There's always a little bit of greed. Our Bible even teaches that. You know, Abraham was going into a different part of the country, someplace that he had never been into before. He was married to a nice, beautiful lady, and he knew that. So he became afraid as he was nearing that place. He even told his wife. Now he asked you, just tell him you're my sister. I see Esau, we hear about the story about Jacob and Esau. As Isaac became old and he's gotten blind, Esau was to have the birthright, right? He was to inherit something from his father. But Jacob, in his greed, went to Isaac and lied to his own dad. Yeshua, I'm Esau, and here's your food. One that you wanted. And even had his mom put that goat's head out there and get up on his dad too. And he feels like he's like. So grief tends to play a real strong part of my life. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But we don't want to do it anymore. But once we have identified ourselves and feel good about ourselves, once we recognize that we are a very special people, we are any facts of Shenmak, or Kakadu, or Kayan, and nobody can take that away from you. You're already an Inuka. You're already a shareholder in Nana. But how long can we keep those shares? We get no concerns whatsoever to continue in our education to take over one day those jobs. And if those jobs did not come, it would be like this man that have gone through life with all the traits. Simply because he's got no job today, right here in Shemnat, he's not going to give up so quick. Or go into his little hole in his home and just resign from the people of Shemnat. He's going to continue to go out there and get those looks. He's going to go out there and continue to set that net, because he knows those fish out there, he knows how to survive. He's going to continue to go out there and set those snares wherever he sets them, because that's where his livelihood is. You know how to survive. And that's what we're talking about, survival. And I hope that you have that in your head. Continue to learn to survive. And you'll be proud that you are in your stuff, and nobody can take that away.
Thank you. And there were the group that Allah passed the giving from my breath, from his book, to my book,
Kita akan melihat jumlah kita di tahun ini menjadi 3 tahun mana
Kasi maaksik pa sa maning meri kung may himat mo. Kaya isang mabuta. Kaya ito na siya. Kumisa ko na rito sa rinit. At lang, sila, kami sigurin na siya sa maning. Kasi na kami. What? Kita ngerti ke sini, kemarin kita ngerti ke sini, karena kalau ini Allah umumnya, kalau ini suara, kalau ini silahnya, saya bisa cekir, saya bisa cekir, kalau ini sama nilai satu, karena karena itu saya gila lah ya.
Y yo sé todo.
Look, we are now, when you can buy it. Long me your name or the book.
Yal Grogu Uwona, Yal Wura. Ashin yuk, umwa ukini kami, umwa chun aglan yuk, takna, kanya sinta ikhtasuk. Thank you.
Break.
Take a bread, lucky to fill them, a cup, hit them on the head, so what she didn't nail it, but.
What? She's a fuck, you're pressing the camera, you're waiting, you're going to go to the other bit. Now, look at it, and you're seeing that you're watching, you're watching. You must take it, tell you that you're in the court. And I want you to put it in the other. Take a bread, lucky to fill them. Right?
Just take a bread, lick the powder.
Pull the law, meet you. They know how to take it to the land. They try to make it a lot of money out of it. That's what they try to do in the first place. They take the kids away when they're young, away from their parents. And they become not to that little mass of the they take them away physically and spiritually. So when they form the corporation, you know what we had to do? We fought real hard in good politics to try to get that land for our people to try to survive. But then we had to spend all our time doing business. They didn't give us any governmental power. No government. That was for the state, right? Municipal government. And so we went to work trying to make NANA work because they made a business out of it. We all enrolled and we became a shareholder instead of a member of the plan. So we all went to work, trying to make business work. It's a tough one because we're not business people. We have to learn. Just like we have to learn politics. Just to get the...